You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Very well, thank you. Very well, apart from a cold. But then what else would you expect from the UK?
Yes, the cold just continues. I'm sorry about that. We're having a bit of a heat wave at the moment.
That'll make me feel better. Thank you.
Yes. Now, I don't have your topics on your menu in front of me, so just take us through exactly what's happening world news.
Well, first off, I thought we'd talk about the Israeli government's notice for African migrants to leave the country or face imprisonment. And essentially, we're talking 38,000 migrants, in particular from Eritrea and Sudan, who've made their way to Israel. They are referred to by the Israeli authorities as infiltrators, which is a rather loaded word, isn't it?
Yeah.
People who've entered Israel by the back door, if you like. But in essentially threatening forcible deportation or jail, the UN Refugee Agency is saying this flouts international law as well as Israeli law. At the same time, there are incentives being offered. So the 38,000 or so are being offered $3,500 to go, but that children, elderly people, and victims of slavery and human trafficking are exempt. But there's a lot of people from Eritrea and Sudan who absolutely say they have fled war, and therefore they are refugees from violence. And you just wonder, fleeing persecution and violence, the threat of forcible repatriation, maybe some Israelis are forgetting something from their ancient past.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I do have your menu all of a sudden. A serious storm warning as another winter storm begins to lash Britain. I do feel for you, Adam, I really do.
Well, this is a kind of air conditioning story for you guys, isn't it? So it makes you feel a bit more comfortable. But yeah, we've had a right battering. I'd like you to know that I dodged overturned wheelie bins and fallen branches and things on my way in, just so I could tell you that I dodged overturned wheelie bins. It's not just that, of course. It's fallen power lines and fallen trees and blocked roads, and it could get really serious. I mean, Britain is only just waking up about now-ish, really. So given that the storm is also only just hitting, we're talking 90-mile-an-hour winds, 145 kph. Those are pretty powerful winds. Storm surges along the west coast and across Ireland. In fact, there's a so-called amber danger to life warning for the next 12 hours, and that applies to the whole of England, Wales, Northern Ireland, and some of Scotland. Though, strangely, not all of Scotland. For once, some of Scotland will actually escape the worst of the weather. But it is our fifth major storm of winter. Mm. We've had storms Eileen, Brian, Caroline, and Dylan, now Storm Eleanor. They sound an innocuous bunch, don't they, really?
They do. Very, very dangerous. Is it normally like this? I mean, I know we've been talking about Donald Trump this morning, and he's been saying that there's no climate change. I mean, is this different for Great Britain?
I wonder. No, it sort of feels, you know, some years you get more storms than others, you get more snow than others, you get more rain. I don't know. It feels typical. And as, of course, all those people who work in the Met offices will say, you know, weather is full of blips, not necessarily always full of trends.
Right. Okay. Then Korean Olympic talks. I see South Korea offering North Korea an olive branch.
Sounds like it, doesn't it? Sounds like a very positive thing. And certainly the South Korean president is looking at it like that. Moon Jae-in has suggested that by trying to have talks with North Korea, they may get together next week, about possible participation in the 2018 Winter Olympic Games, which are only next month, that this is a groundbreaking chance to improve relations on the Korean Peninsula. And indeed, Kim Jong-un already said he may send a team to Pyeongchang for the Winter Olympics. Very crucial, that, as well. Pyeongchang, not Pyongyang. If you were to get on the wrong plane to the wrong place, a very different experience, I would say. But the US President Donald Trump has said that sanctions and other pressures are sort of forcing the North Koreans' hand, and that maybe this suggestion of dialogue is good news, but maybe not. Do you know what? Anything is better than this current nonsense between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un over who's got a bigger nuclear button, whose button is biggest, whose button is in his bedroom, whose button is reddest. It's just a ridiculous spat going on between the two of them. Anything else that seems a bit more grown up is surely a good thing.
It's kind of weird, because I was listening to our Eyewitness News a little bit earlier on, and it's the CNN report saying, do people really take Donald Trump seriously anymore? Or is it just, there's another tweet, who cares?
Yeah, we're in danger of that. But, I mean, he is the world's most powerful man.
Indeed. Don't forget that. Yeah, you're quite right.
The trouble is, yeah, you may want to dismiss it, and sometimes it does feel particularly daft, and sometimes, obviously, he is tweeting from the hip rather than thinking things through. But at the same time, what he says does have natural weight, because after all, he's got America behind him.
Yep, he does indeed. A chef's revenge, causing a bit of a stir on social media.
I don't know about you, Ray, but what do you think about, you know, if you complain about your food in a restaurant, what do you think they could do to your food, you know, as revenge in the kitchen? Actually, it doesn't really bear thinking about, does it? What they may do, should you, you know, kick up a bit of a fuss. And then there's this, which is a very public one, which is a chef at an Italian restaurant in Shropshire in England took umbrage at what she called a pious, judgmental vegan. She didn't like this customer at all. So Laura Goodman, the chef in question, decided she would spike the vegan customer's dinner with meat and then boasted about it on Facebook, which has caused an enormous rumpus on Facebook and Twitter and beyond. And regardless of what other revenge chefs might have taken, I suppose there is that thought about, well, supposing there had been allergies or religious beliefs and so forth. And, well, actually, you know, being a vegan is a belief after all. So uproar as a result of that. And some are suggesting that Laura, the chef, should be charged with assault. But I think it's a different kind of assault.
I suppose it is. It definitely is. Adam Gilchrist with your worldview. Thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Thanks,
mate. Cheers. Chat to you tomorrow. That's Adam Gilchrist. And I suppose that could be assault if you think about it. You can't do that kind of a thing because it's someone's religious beliefs. In fact, the other day, one of our colleagues at Prime Media, he has now left. And I said, you know what? I'll take you out for a big steak. Come on, we'll catch up. I'll take you out for a big steak. And he stared at me in total disbelief. I didn't know that he was a vegan. I think we'll be going out for a shoot or something. A little bit better idea.